Hi, and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And the news over the weekend that Orkney Meat Limited has decided to stop production at the Hatstone Abattoir just shows how fragile the meat industry is at the moment. Big cattle prices on the one hand versus customers with tight pockets on the other means butchers and processors face ever-tightening margins. The Aberdeen and Northern Marts Group are also feeling the pinch, with the North East Farmers Co-op losing over £7 million over the past 12 months after failing to boost throughput volumes of beef in the processing arms of the group. However, they point to increased throughput in the auction side of the business, up from £114 million to £136 million last year. But most of that is put down to increasing prices of cattle and sheep. But back to today, and we're catching up with John Scott at Fern, who's reflecting on last week's events down on the farm.
Really enjoyed this spell of weather. A long time since we've had a spell like this. We're getting spring barley in the ground. We're all sown up bar one field, which we're waiting for sheep to graze off the turnips there. So hopefully by the end of next week they'll have done that and we'll be finished off. But everybody in the area has had a really good go at it, and a lot of crop in the ground in good conditions. It's great for lambing and calving. We just started calving, had a set of twins today and a couple of singles yesterday. Lambing, the second lambing is now underway. We'll have maybe 100 ewes lambed in that one, and going fine, quite pleased. We're lambing quite a lot of ewe lambs this year, which are just year-old sheep. The lambs are popping out easily, and they're proving to be good mothers, so that always makes me smile.
These lamb prices are just amazing, aren't they, at the moment? So you'll be hoping it holds up for the rest of the season now.
Yeah, they're fairly strong. Pretty happy with that. But we need that sort of money, really, to get a decent return on our investment. It is good. We're hoping to start drawing lambs from our early lambers probably in May. Again, the weather, they've had a great start. There's grass for them. They're just starting to eat a little bit of creep feed now, which we put out in poppers for them. They can get access to that the mothers can't.
Just tell us a bit about the calving. Which animals are calving at the moment?
Well, we've got about 90 suckler cows. We've got pure Angus and pure Shorthorn and some crossbreds as well. So far, we've had a couple of pure Shorthorn calves and a pair of crossbreds from one cow today. So they're all calving. They'll calve over the next 9 to 10 weeks. We bring them inside for calving. They've just come in last week. They'll be in for a couple of days once they calve, and then we'll get them back out to grass if the weather's still suitable.
So there we go. And John Scott not alone in enjoying this amazing spell of spring weather this year. So many cattle and sheep and arable farmers making the best of it. And, like the rest of us, hoping that it lasts. And I'll leave you with that for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 to 12:40 with more MFR Farming.